To Italy now, where leaders of the country's biggest unions have called on the government to outlaw neo-fascist groups responsible for violent demonstrations last week. Those demonstrations were held to protest the government's strict anti-COVID measures. This union call for government action came at another rally today, attended by tens of thousands of Italians who flocked to Rome in support of the labor movement. NPR's Silvia Poggioli is with us now on the line. Silvia, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
First, would you just tell us what happened last week that triggered today's rally?
Very violent protests against the mandatory Green Pass. It's a certificate that all private and public sector workers must have, proving vaccination, a negative test, or recent recovery from infection. Police last week used water cannon and tear gas against hundreds of violent demonstrators, many members of a known neo-fascist group. 38 police officers were injured and couldn't stop the rioters from trashing offices of the main union. But the real target was the prime minister's office in what investigators say would have been an attempt to emulate the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Two neo-fascist leaders were arrested and are still in custody.
Could you just tell us more about who these neo-fascists are?
Members of a group called Forza Nuova, New Force. It's repeatedly been accused of using violence against immigrants and police. Ever since the end of World War II, it's illegal to reconstitute the fascist party. Some violent groups were disbanded in the past, but they reemerge. That was the theme of today's Rome rally. These middle-aged men were singing the anthem of the partisans who fought against the fascist and Nazi occupiers. Organizers say the rally drew 50, 60,000 people. Many were young, carrying signs with the word anti-fascism, the foundation of the Italian Constitution.
So tell me more about the mood of the crowd today.
I spoke to Daniele Lanni, a 30-year-old trade union activist who believes new forms of fascism could emerge.
In questo momento c'è il pericolo di nuovi fascismi.
Fascism in the 1920s, he said, started the same way by attacking trade union members. Today, we have to respond to this aggression.
What are the chances of these neo-fascist groups being disbanded?
Well, there's growing pressure. Prime Minister Mario Draghi said this week the government is studying the issue, as are Italian magistrates. Today, Maurizio Landini, leader of the biggest union, said, "We ask for concrete acts, not just chatter." But he also said today's large turnout sends a very clear message.
Così tranquilla, così forte, così convinta.
This square, so calm, strong, and determined, he said, marks the defeat of those who thought through violence they could return to a decades-old past. We won't be intimidated, he added. We're here to show our Constitution was born through the war of resistance against fascism and Nazism, and it's the foundation of our country. You know, there's a very strong awareness in Italy that even if these neo-fascist groups are not big, they're very good at exploiting the malaise and hardships that have been caused by this very long pandemic. They know how to stoke the fear and misinformation circulating over vaccines and the origin of the coronavirus.
That is NPR's Silvia Poggioli. Silvia, thank you so much.
Thank you.